going on.
Yeah, by the way, people on Google do a word search, I always come up with first page when I do. And one of the reasons is I got tons of reviews, but I'm also house.com, house, H-O-U-Z-Z.com, Angie's This, Home Advisors, Contractors. So that with all that on there, I generally come up on first page that I know of whenever I do a word search. But that's from my where I'm at in Falls City. So I have no clue whether I come up at all or how and when I come up, first page, second page, whatever, in any of the other areas I'm talking about. That's what I'm going to do and find out from the people I'm currently contracted with right now. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that is also something that I have going for me that you may or may not be aware of, okay, as far as memberships on all those other places, okay?
Gotcha. Well, Rich, my name is Tyler. Dennis brought me on the line here so I can help out with the pricing, and we can also help out with get you found in the areas that you want to be found in. We offer targeted marketing within the services that we offer as part of it. So, I mean, we allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Okay, just because you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or just bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. So that's something that we can help you with.
Areas five that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Geographically, as far as location, to me, to where I don't have to drive an hour or 2 hours to work, that's as important as anything because as far as the I understand, for example, If I was in Bellevue, that's obviously a higher average there. I mean, obviously those kind of areas are Sammamish Plateau or areas of Issaquah. Everybody has their high, medium, low areas of property values and income.
Very
so
true.
I'm not really concerned about that because it'll come to me on its own because I'm a high-end contractor that people will make that determination who are looking for me. One, I just want to make sure people are looking for me in the areas.
And are you talking about like
where my location is what's important?
Like, are you trying to get found in, like, Redmond, Kent, Preston, Sammamish, Bellevue,
yes.
Auburn, stuff like that?
Yeah. The areas, the ones I just mentioned.
Maple Valley.
Meaning, it's located to me, so I don't have to drive up to Everett or into Seattle or all the way down to Tacoma if I don't have to.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We'll keep you out of the areas that you don't want to be found in, and we'll get you found in the areas that you do want to target in. That's something that we obviously that's something that we specialize in doing for all of our clients. Obviously, we don't want you getting found in areas that you don't want to be found in, you know. So we would collect all the if you were to move forward with the services, we would collect all of this information that we need from you in order to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. But let me also add, Rich, that the service is also – it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. So there's no no obligations or anything like that. It literally gives you the option of trying this one month at a time if you choose to. But it does make us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years. But in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, we do need to provide you results that you can see within the very first month in order to do that. So it is offered to you month per month with no contracts.
Yeah.
Now, we did qualify you for our Platinum Package. It does have all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful with our company online. Normally, it comes with a website, but I'm looking at your website right now. It's a beautiful website. Did you actually... did you put this together on your own, or did you have it professionally done?
Actually, the people at Nova, God dang it, I can't remember the name of the place. I'm actually trying to get my under the line here so I can get that information for you.
Take your time.
Anyway, it was fun to tell you who was put together by it. No, I've had, Supernova, okay.
Supernova. I understand. I'm familiar with Supernova. And do you own this website, though, thevaltechpainting.com?
You know what? That's a good question. I do not know whether I own it or whether they own it. I just know that they do have it for me. So that's a good question. I'm actually having a phone meeting with Diana, my rep, on next Wednesday because we're, at the point where after the new year, we're looking at the next year because we did a 1 year on that one. So I'll make sure I ask that question.
Yeah,
she'll
be able to answer that question for Supernova on Supernova's behalf.
Well,
Your rep does work for Supernova. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, she's with Supernova.
Understood. All right. Are you in a contract with Supernova?
My Supernova. Yeah, that's what I was just mentioning to him and you just now. That my contract's coming up, so I have a meeting next Monday. Wednesday with her to go over this to see if I want to continue another year.
Over the year.
What we need to do, any changes we want to make, and so on and so forth. Well, so we got a planning session on Wednesday whether I want to go and stay with them or not, or do something different with them, or bigger.
Over the year, were you happy with the services overall?
Yeah, I would just say this, and that's the part of planning would be do something coming into the holiday season next year, because the holiday season was kind of a bust, but the amount of people that found me and the bids generated, the work generated, I'm totally happy with. I just wanted to just decide whether I want to grow, maybe do something to bring more business my way, the problem is I wouldn't mind growing, I wouldn't mind more, and I've wanted to grow for, and I could probably create by at least, oh, God, like 2-3 times as much work that I've actually been able to actually handle if I could just find employees to do the work. But I haven't. I've been trying for 5 years. I've hired, fired five people, hired 8 total, fired 5, and I've only got 3 people hired over the last 3 years, and I could probably if I could find employees, because I don't have any problem finding the work. It's not a big deal. And I've been around long enough to, I got an employee base where I'm basically by referral only, and my Google site was just for my customers, new customers, referrals, and also Google, to be able to found by I'm a home advisors, Angie's, the house, I've got 4 or 5, platforms, online referral platforms that I don't use. They're all off, and I only accept leads on an opportunity basis if I get slow, for example, a cancellation or a postponement, and that's what I use them for. I don't use them at all.
Let me explain to some
Rich people that do want to go online to find me that they can find. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm on their supernova.com right now, their website, and it shows me that they are a Google partner, but we actually are a bit higher than them. We actually are a premier Google channel partner.
What is your entity? I haven't written that down yet. Who are you guys?
LocalSplash.com. LocalSplash.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you actually typed in LocalSplash, Costa Mesa, and you press enter, you would see that our company, LocalSplash, comes up number 1 under the map, doing a search for our local services. So if we can get found a number 1, we can definitely do that for your company as well. But what I was trying to get at is on our website, we do hold a badge that says Premier Google Channel Partner. It's similar to what they're holding, except we actually met a higher standard for them, more requirements that we needed to become a Premier Google Channel Partner with them. So actually, we're a little bit higher with them when it comes to marketing standards. I'm not saying they're a bad company, because they're a premier Google channel. They're a Google partner, but they're not in the premier status. Okay, so.
Okay, and that premier status, so the status or parameters are set by, assume, Google?
Yes, exactly. Yes, sir. So everything that we do is monitored by Google, because we are a premier channel partner. Everything that we do, all the phone calls are monitored and everything like that. So we're the real deal when it comes to that. And I can actually prove that to you as well. It's on our website. I can actually show you everything that we're going to be including for you within the package. The phone that we're speaking on, does it accept text messages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to send you over a text message right now. It's going to say localsplash.com/pricing. That way you can kind of check out our pricing and compare apples to apples. But give me one moment here while I get that sent over to you. Send, okay. Okay, so I just pressed the send button right now. It shows me that the email did send successfully. It should have came from like a 714-502 number.
Yeah.
And then when you have it pulled up, it will take you to a page that says take control of your online presence and generate more business.
Okay. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go over to that, back to that, and see what's going on with that. Okay, take control of your online presence. Okay, right along that page.
So perfect, perfect. So if you scroll down, I'll go over the orange section here momentarily, but scroll down, you're going to see our 17 years in the industry. We have over 10,000 clients who trust us with their marketing to this day that work with us, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 satisfactory rating with our clients, meaning once they do try it on a month-per-month basis, it makes sense for them to keep moving forward with the services because they're seeing results. Now, if you scroll down a little bit further, it's our process of how we would bring you on board if you were to try the services. But this was the badge that I was telling you about. You see where it says Premier Google Partner, that rectangle-shaped badge? Okay, so basically their badge that they have on their website, it doesn't say Premier on there. That where it says Premier on ours, it's just blue. Okay, so if you actually click on that badge, that will take you to a page that's hosted by Google. It actually changes in the search bar to google.com/partners/agency, and then you're going to see our company, which is hosted by Google, showing you that we've met certain requirements to become a Google Premier Channel Partner. And, we've been a Premier Channel Partner with them for about 6 years. We just had a certain performance there and certifications and so on and so forth. So this right here, any company that can show you a Live Link badge like this, you're in good hands with because it takes you directly to a Google site and it's hosting that company. And then also, if you scroll back, if you go back down to the pricing page itself, you're going to see three packages. You're going to see you're going to see the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum. Now, this is not your pricing, Rich. What I was able to do for you today is I'm able to give you everything inside of our Platinum package, which gives you all the tools you need in order to see a very large return on investment, but reducing the $599 down to the low rate of $249, and I'd be waiving the $299 programming fee required to go with all of the programming. So it would just be $249. As you see, that would be structured pricing. We don't even offer that on our website.
So what's structured pricing mean? Just a payment schedule?
It would just be $249 month in and month out. It would never go up on you.
I got you. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, if I can afford to pay $249 up front, I would have to pay making payments. You don't want to do business with me. So, yeah, I know. Okay. I just want to make sure that's what you meant. It was just what you meant by that was $249 with no month-to-month with no increase for, a year?
That would actually be on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. This is actually everything's offered to you month-per-month with no contracts.
No, that's so what I meant. So, I'm...
Yeah, so what we're really...
How long is the month-to-month,
The $249, that would be on a month-per-month basis. So depending on how long you decide to utilize the services for. Each and every month you come back to us, since there are no contracts, it would remain $249. It would never go up on you, ever.
That's
and now, even when the prices do go back up to the original price at the beginning of the year. I believe the first week of the year starts on January 3rd. But the prices go up. The benefit of starting the services is if you did start it today, it would be locked in at that rate. Even moving forward, as, coming next year, your price would never go up like that.
So it would always 2-3 weeks, it wouldn't expect it to go up. It's going to stay at $249.
It would always remain $249. So if you use it for 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, it would be $249 each and every month. It would never go up.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what we're really trying to do is put you in a position to where landing really one job would offset the cost of $249 and make it become profitable for you, just depending on the type of job that we do land for you. But let me ask, I mean, how many clients do you think we would need to bring you every month in order to offset the price and make it become profitable for you? Like, how many would we need to bring you for it to make sense?
Okay, interiors, exteriors would be different items altogether. Let's just say exterior to make it easy. Average job size is about $5,000, so one job, obviously.
Okay. Well, I mean, the reason I do ask is because I did type in one of your main keywords. I typed in interior painting services in the last 30 days. It shows me all the services that were conducted in the last 30 days. I typed it in the area from Bellevue, but I also typed it into just a 20-mile radius. Actually, I'm going to do it to a 50-mile radius since that's the area that you want to target in.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, by the way, so you know, my actual location is Fall City. That makes a difference.
Fall City? Okay, so I'll do it from Fall City.
Not Bellevue. Yeah.
Gotcha. Let me go to Fall City. Okay. All right, so let me do it from Falls City. In a 50-mile radius from Falls City, painting, interior painting services has been searched. It shows me actually 1,112 times in the last 30 days. Now, I would never say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,100 calls for interior painting jobs. That's just not realistic whatsoever. I'm sure you know as well as me. But the goal for us over here, it is to help you gain a large percentage of those searches that are being done. That is something that we can help you with. And the way we would go about doing that for you, Rich, is we would go into each specific area, program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for your services. Once we program your company and get you found in front of the eyes that are already looking specifically for the services you offer, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. So it's just very important to be in front of those. But, I mean, even if we brought you 1% of that, obviously, it's going to bring you more than that, but even if we brought you 1%, that would lead around 11 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you from the consumers that are already out there looking for your services specifically, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. And so it's just very important to be in front of those consumers' eyes when they're doing searches for the services. And then also, it's going to offer you targeted marketing. So we know the home base for you is in Falls City, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you like to cap it off at the 50-mile radius, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
You know, the 50-mile radius for me is plenty fun. That's enough cities. I mean, and to go beyond that anyway is actually not desirable. Maybe during the interior season, maybe 4 to 5 minutes out of the year as far as go further. Because there's less work, obviously, so that's going to have to be the case. But this year I've been able to stay, ironically, my jobs in the last 2 months have been about 20, on average of probably 12 miles away, as close as a mile to as far as maybe 20 to 35, and that's it. So I've been able to get things close to home. And a couple of those, most of those are referrals or old clients. One of them was actually about $19,000 worth of work, a home advisor's contract, customer. And then one of them was actually somebody who found me on Google doing the Google search on Google, found me that way. That was actually about a 2 mile away job. I'm talking about just landed contracts and work done, not phone calls or bids or anything else. And then actually one of them, the one that found me on Google, will be doing the exterior about another $8,000 worth of work this next spring/summer. And then there's actually other bids out there, interior and exterior, that are still pending or may or may not hire me. I'm just talking about what has hired us. So in regards to Google, so the Google that was in place, people finding me there, it's been successful enough. Wow. In some cases, actually, there was probably about 3 to 4 people in September that found me on Google for interior, exterior bids. And that's always the case, end of the year, and I had to put them off, tell them this next spring, because I don't do exteriors past the second week of September. So I have 4 bids to do in, you know, people found me on Google. So it's worked just fine for me as far as that. And I wouldn't even be able to tell you how many calls I've gotten on the average per month from that. But
well, the reason
plain sufficient.
I understand that. I hear you. Well, the reason I ask, Rich, is because what we allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. The reason we allow you to hand select areas is because it's your area, so you may know the areas around you that you like to work in or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that you like to work in, but are also areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for example, you say Bellevue is on there. There's actually 2 independent cities from Bellevue that I don't believe they're in the same zip code. They're separate cities, and I don't know how that works, but that would be like specifically, and if you were in Bellevue, you'd probably be in these 2 areas as well, and that's Medina and Yarrow Bay. Those are areas where the average house is about $10 million. Right. So
Medina, you said Medina, and what was the other one?
Medina and Yarrow Bay.
Yarrow Bay?
Do those come up as individual cities? Because I know Medina has a city hall.
It's showing me that is individual, yeah. But that's what those are higher end areas where you can get you found in those areas. That's not a problem.
I just using that as an example of that what you mean by target in the city for the higher income and property values. Yeah. I'm not really too concerned about that, because I'll tell you the truth. yes, it is nice to have maybe Bill Gates as a client. I've got a friend who's actually a leader who's been working for Bill Gates and his old partner, who's now passed away, I can't remember his name. He owns the Seahawks. His daughter runs it now. What is his name? Gates' old partner.
I don't remember his name. Not off the top of my head.
Anyway, two guys at Microsoft. Anyway, it'd be nice to have a client like that where you can make four, five, six, 10 times more per hour than anybody elsewhere. But I'm not really too concerned about that. But I'd rather go a little closer than have to work. For example, those two areas are on the very edge of how far I'll go. You know what I mean? So I could
close okay. those. Well, that's why we allow you to hand select areas regardless, because you know the areas that you would like to work in if you want to stay closer, a little bit more local. That's why we allow you to hand select areas regardless. But again, Rich, that's why we offer the services to our clients, though, monthly. We realize that, obviously, it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis because it makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, we would need to provide you results that you can see within the very first month. But our Platinum Package has services inside of it to show you a return within the very first month. But with all the services that we do include, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot for at least a month or two so we can prove to you how well it will work for your business, right?
Let me ask you a question. Using your service doesn't negate my ability to use the other service, is that correct?
No, it does not at all. You can still use other services.
You have to use it simultaneous and either keep or eliminate one or the other. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So you want to go ahead and give this thing a shot, see how it works for your business?
Okay, so what would Okay, I'm actually – tell me exactly how much it would cost to go ahead and do the Platinum today.
The Platinum today, I would get you in, like I said earlier on the phone call, I would get you in at structured pricing of $249.
Okay, all right. So that's waiving the setup fee and reducing the month-to-month, and it won't go up on January 3rd, so on and so forth. And you can go ahead and start this today. And then I suppose maybe would there any be you need things from me beyond what you already have as far as things?
What I would need to do in order to make sure that we can represent you properly, I would have to just verify some information about your company to make sure that everything that we have would be accurate. Now for the front page of Google, they normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 425-260-2521, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
That's my only number for 20 years. Yes, only number for 20 years, yep.
Wow. All right. So that's the number that we'll definitely use for you. And then
24/7, this is the 24/7, and you'll see on my website, it's the number on the website.
Understood. All righty. Gotcha. That's the one that we use for you. And then we have to get you PIN verified, Rich, inside of your local area. That's what's going to get you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you. I know you said you're in Fall City, but is the business address 1519 106th Avenue Northeast?
No, that's Bellevue. I moved from there 2.5 years ago.
Okay, what's the address that you're currently at?
It is 34307B, South 39.
Is that M E?
What M E?
You said 34307, and what was after that?
B.
Oh, B as in boy.
B as in boy.
Okay.
Southeast 39th place.
39th place. Fall okay. City. Fall
That's
City.
Fall City, Washington. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
98024.
98024. Okay, gotcha. All right, let me just go ahead and put that here. Make sure that we don't mistake you for the Bellevue address again. And then also, As far as your hours, actually, I did find the email address that you had on your website. It was rlmvaltechpainting@hotmail.com. Is that the correct one to use?
Correct.
Okay, alrighty. And then also, what are your hours of operation? Oh, those are on your website as well. So give me one moment here. Everything on your website you would like us, all right? Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Monday, Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
I'm actually those are I want what I want people to know, but I'm actually 24/7. But I want to advertise just that.
That makes total sense. Absolutely. Okay. All righty. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for your business, like any social media wise, like Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
I started the Facebook thing, and I tell it maybe there as well. I think that comes up as well, but I don't actively use it at all, if it's even still existing. I think when I started, I didn't even finish building it, so I didn't need to.
Understood. Okay, gotcha. All righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in whatever reason, Rich, in regards to the account with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
All three of the above. But if you need to get a hold of me, the phone would be the best way, because if I'm in the field or on the job site or whatever, you're going to rarely get a hold of me during email. The only way I'll be able to get me responding to an email would be 6 o'clock in the morning before I leave, or maybe 6-7 o'clock after I get home tonight. So daytime, best way to reach me is phone/text.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Rich, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Mahan. M-A-H-A-N. Mahan.
M-A-H-A-N?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then, all righty. And then also, Rich, the last thing that we would need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the company?
I got a company debit.
Okay. Now, does it read with your name on it, Rich Mahan?
My apologies. I'm online right now. I checked my account balance on there just to see where I'm at. I'm expecting a check deposited and available for about $9,000 on Friday, but right now I only got like $230 in there. So to do this, I'm going to actually have to use my personal, just this one time, my personal debit card, which is fine. I've got, but then I don't want to use this in the future. I could, but I prefer to use my business card so I can write it off.
That makes sense. Okay, so we can, if you want to do this as a one-time payment, anything on your account is changeable. So when you're ready to change that out, just call me, and we can go ahead and change that out for you. That way it's not charged for the next month.
You know what, I think, ironically, I think that's how I did it last year when I started up with Supernova as well. this is the account. Always just seems to get down there, and I'm always waiting for money. So, okay.
I hear you, but we can go ahead and change that out when you're ready to do so. But, does the card read with your name on it, Rich Mahan on it?
Yeah, Richard L. Mahan.
Richard L. Mahan. Okay. There's an L. That was my next question. And then also, is it connected to the Southeast 39th place?
The address is the address of the card connected is the one I gave you, 980-9824.
980-24, gotcha. Oh, give me one sec here. All righty. And then also the card, it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
4039.
All right.
0565.
Okay.
0670.
Okay.
3411.
And the expiration month and year?
0625.
And the code that's on the back?
018.
Alrighty, gotcha. So we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4039-0565-0670-3411. And I have 6 of 25, so June of 2025, and 018.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now, Rich, is I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement with our company. And you said one more time, real quick, before I do that, you said the card reads Richard L. Mahan, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just making sure here. We'll still call you Rich, but just for the account purposes. And then, so now if there's a question on here, it's about 90 seconds long, but if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase that way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question a different way, but it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Val Tech Painting.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Mahan, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive third-party calls from – well, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, but would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Real quick. You mean including Nova, for example,
We know what you're going to be doing. Yeah, we know what you're going to be doing moving forward, but just let us know if you are going to be moving with Supernova, okay? But if you're not, just let us know if you do anything additional on top of that, okay? So we know what you're doing as of right now.
Can you give me some examples of others?
Well, yeah, so basically we're placing you on like a plethora of different directories like the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, Yellow Pages, so on and so forth. So some of those companies may still call you. So if we just ask that if another one of those companies call you, we don't want you double paying for a service that we're already providing for you here. So if one of those companies give you a call, for example, we just ask that you let us know beforehand.
Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha. All righty. Now, Rich, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's December 22nd, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 22nd, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I'm going to write. Yes, I do. Let me give you a chance to write this down. 3 business days. And what date would that be?
Okay, so it's going to be on the 22nd. Oh, so no, it would be on the 19th. I'm sorry, the 19th of the following month.
Okay, so the prior renewal date, this would be the 29th, the 19th, okay.
All righty. And then also, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they're going to be running the 249. As the confirmation comes back to me, I'll be sending you over the confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account. And then also, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. The client interview, that's when you actually sit down and do the fun stuff with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They would be going up, they're scheduled to give you a call, and they'd be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we'd be programming to work in, and also going over a small testimonial about your company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Now, the only time I have available, other than waiting until the 27th when we get back into the office, because we're off on the 20th, we're here tomorrow all day, but the only time I have available tomorrow, right now I believe, what time is it exactly? Is it 3:40, just about a quarter to 4?
Right now it's 3:44, yes.
Okay, so we're in the same time zone, so I can get you in tomorrow at 1, the only time I have available would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pacific Coast time?
That would be specific, West Coast, yes, sir, Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to say, I can't even make a note of that. That's fine by me.
It normally takes about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on if you have a lot of questions for them. That's where we don't like to rush through anything, though, only because we want to make sure that we get all the correct information from you to make sure we're representing you properly.
I'm not concerned about that. I just want to know so I can plan for it. Okay.
Yep. All right. Give me one more second here. I'm also going to be inviting you over to the sending you over a calendar invite. So give me one second here.
Oh, I don't have
contact. Yeah. All right. And then I need you for a couple more, like another minute or two, Rich. I want to be the first one, though, to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm very excited for you. It's going to be a profitable service. Now, also, are you able to pull up your – can you pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. Yeah.
Okay, so you should have an email sent over to us that says Local Splash initial invoice and then also a welcome aboard email. You see that? You see those emails?
Got them both.
Pull up the Local Splash initial invoice email.
Right.
Okay. Now you see where it says about the third line down, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay, so click on that little link. What that's going to do is show you all the services that are included within the package. It takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, if you scroll all the way down, though, for me, you're going to see underneath the cancellation and refund section, there's a little box inside under that section that says I certify that I am authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You would click on that box right there and check it, and then you would sign Richard L. Mahan. And then what that's going to do, once you confirm it, it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password, and it will also lock you in at that $249 discounted rate moving forward. So let me know when you receive that. Let me know when you get to that next page, please.
Okay, right now it's asking me for username and password.
Perfect. So the username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on right now, the 425-260-2521. And then the password, that's going to be created for you tomorrow and given to you at the time of the client interview from my agent that's going to be giving you a call. Okay, and then also, when you disconnect with them tomorrow, you're always able to customize the both of them to whatever you want them to be. That way, nobody else knows what they are. But it's always an option that you have.
Great. So I can just close this page and we'll know.
Yeah, you can just close this page right now. They'll take you back to it tomorrow. Okay. And then that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Rich. But I do want to ask, before my agents give you a call tomorrow, and we get the rest of this rolling, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer on our end?
Nope, not now.
All right. Well, if you happen to, I'm going to be sending you over a couple more emails. One's going to be, it's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. That way you have two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number. That way, in case you try to call in when you want your card information changed out, that will be the number that you would, that will be the number that you will call. I'll give you their extension as well. Okay? But other than that, just wait for that call at 1 o'clock, and we'll get the rest of this rolling for you. All right, Rich?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time. And have a good evening and happy holidays.
Yeah. Your name was Tyler?
Tyler, yes, sir. T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, Rich. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.